is it nuclear power or is it nuclear?
I don't know exactly what, but what I know that when that siren went off, you left.
You brought that up.
Uh huh.
Okay. Let me ask you about the rooms in your house, either one of the houses.
Okay.
What kind of rooms did you have? You had bedrooms, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a?
In the big house, there was a kitchen, living room, dining room, 4 bedrooms, a bathroom, a utility room, a pantry. It was just a big house.
Yeah.
Great fun to play in as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Hardwood floors, you know, so you could run and jump on the rug and just slide forever. In the little house, there was a kitchen and a bedroom and a little utility room.
Okay.
And we had everything in there, beds and refrigerators and televisions and everything. There wasn't room to scratch good, but we were there. Yeah. Had everything we needed.
Did the family then spend the time in the living room when they were together?
Yes, most of the time. Let me take that back. I think the biggest and best meeting place was around the kitchen table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big kitchen? Pretty big?
Average.
Okay. Do you know how was the house lighted? Did you have electricity
in
it?
Yes.
Did you have a fireplace now? How was the house heated then?
We had a cook stove that was part electrical and then had the wood that you could put wooden coal in on the other side.
Right.
And we heated it that way for a while. There was always electricity, but electricity was kind of high. So most of the heat, as I was growing up, was provided by the cook stove. And then as my parents built on, there was a fireplace on the west end of the house that heated.
Do houses around here often have fireplaces that you know of?
If they have fireplaces, they're not in use, they're not practical.
Right.
Most of them have had wood stove inserts put in and whatnot. But yes, there are wood stoves in just about every house.
Okay. Were the fireplaces made out of stone or brick?
Both.
Okay.
I would say about even.
Did they usually have a piece on top where you could put knickknacks?
A mantle?
Yeah.
I would say the majority of them do.
Okay. And then probably a hearth? Do you know what that is?
I don't. Is that the brick around on the floor?
Yeah, that's what
around.
People usually call it. Sort of opening there.
To keep the sparks from catching the rest on.
Right.
I don't know that. Probably. Not like you would expect, though. I think it's just more of a, the fireplace is built up and there's more of a bench or something that's there. And maybe that's considered a hearth.
Right. And then there's something in there to keep the logs on.
Right, you know, a grate.
Grate.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have to take out when the fire is done, take out
the ashes?
The ashes through the house, or did you have to place them back?
I have done both. In the fireplace, there's a trap that you just push the ash out and it goes to the flue, the outside flue,
right.
And then you scoop it out into a bucket there.
Right.
The wood stoves now have an ash pan underneath and you carry the ashes out through the house and out the door. So I've done both.
Do you have a fireplace now?
No, I have a wood stove.
Okay, just got a wood stove. Mm-hmm. I heard those are great for heat.
Oh, can't beat the heat.
People are going mad.
It's a dirty heat, though.
Is it?
It's a dirty heat. And my 8-year-old is asthmatic, and it's a very, very dry heat, so it's not good for him.
What do you do about that? Is there set humidifiers on?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's probably a problem around here anyway.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
I'm out of Georgia right now. That's where I've been living the last 5 years.
Not a problem with you there.
No real problem with humidity. Yeah, except too much. And then you had, of course, a chimney to take the
smoke.
What do you have with a wood stove?
You have a flue, an outdoor flue. It just, the pipe goes through, from the stove through the wall and out through a chimney.
Pipe based.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have, you said it used coal and wood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what kind of wood you usually used? Was there certain types?
Around here, you've got your quakey, aspen, and cottonwood are the two that most people will burn.
Okay.
Cottonwood is real, it's real dirty.
Yeah.
The heat is fine, but there's a lot of ash with cottonwood.
Okay.
So, and the ash is usually airborne. You know, you open it up and